Good morning. Welcome to the M25 show. My name is Steve.
My name is Eddie.
And that's all you need. Right, Eddie?
That's it today.
They always say if there's more than one person, you got a meeting. Yep. Where did I hear that from?
Three's a crowd, huh?
Yes. Where did I hear that saying from?
I don't know. At work?
Well, we got Nova here. That's three. How's it going, Eddie?
It's going good.
You know what? I'm sorry you're feeling a little under the weather. I appreciate you coming on. Very nice of you.
I think I'm starting to catch a bug or something. I don't know.
Catch a bug?
Something. You know, the itchy throat and this.
Let me pull this up. There we go. Well, let me pull it down. See, I can. You okay, Eddie?
We'll medicate after the show.
There you have it. Okay, let's see. Medicate. What kind of medication are you going to put on, Eddie?
We'll take penicillin and.
You're not going to use needles, are you?
NyQuil. No, DayQuil. NyQuil, DayQuil.
Hope you don't take the DayQuil when you're out driving. Not that DayQuil, NyQuil, right?
NyQuil. No.
Let's see.
I'll take that tonight.
All right. Well, Eddie, you know what? I think you're going to get better. Take some vitamin C or something, you know?
Yeah, I got some energy C and some orange juice.
Energy C or emergency?
Well, whatever it is called. Emergency. Emergency.
Something with C, huh?
Yeah. Some kind of vitamin C.
I'm going to take a drink for you. How's that?
And I got some liquor, too. So.
Oh, you're going to liquor it out?
That'll kill it. That'll kill everything.
That definitely will. Mm-hmm. That's the old-time remedy killer right there.
Yep.
Okay, Eddie. Well, it's just us today, and we're going to carry on.
All right.
As always.
Show must go on.
The show must go on. I'm going to guest will be on here soon. While we're waiting for her, we got some. Have you heard about peeing in the sink?
Peeing in the sink?
Yeah, you know, the sink. You know the sink?
Yeah. I mean, like the bathroom sink or the kitchen sink?
I would probably see. Oh, you go to the. let me see. Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope you don't pee in the kitchen.
No. Unless it's an emergency or something.
Well, I mean,
you go outside. If it's an emergency, you go outside, right?
Well, no. This whole thing is about. It's not about that, Eddie. It's about. I got a little. Let me see here. Here we go. Okay, it says peeing in the sink, Eddie. Peeing in the sink is actually the green way to go.
What? Why?
Instead of wasting 1.6, let me take my glasses, 1.6 gallons of water on a flush, you pee in the sink. You then wash your hands in that very same sink, simultaneously washing down the urine and preserving nature's most precious resource. What do you think, Eddie? Are you a green guy where you would pee in the sink and to save water? Or?
That's where you brush your teeth and stuff, though.
Imagine if you did that. You're one of those green people, and you want to you preserve water.
Yeah.
And you're a dude, right? And you're gonna pee in the bathroom sink. And say you're a short guy, mm-hmm. So you're trying on your tippy toes, trying to get that thing over the sink, right?
Yeah.
And you're peeing, and then you leave the door unlocked, and somebody walks in. I don't know if that's a sight to see.
Yeah, step stool.
I don't know. What do you think about that? Saving water. Would you pee in the sink or do that stuff that people would like you to do?
I don't think so. That's where you brush your teeth. I'd rather pee in the shower, in the tub or something.
Oh, so you'll pee in the shower?
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there doing that. I mean, I'd rather go outside.
It makes sense to pee in the sink because, you wash your hands after.
Imagine if a woman had to do that. She'd have to prop herself up on the sink like that. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I...
Yeah, that's that. I mean, it makes sense, but it doesn't sound too hygienic.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, Eddie, our guest is in the waiting room. And before we get her out, I got to do this real quick. First of all, I got my Brute because women love Brute. So I put my Brute on already.
All right.
And then I got this. this device here. Look at this device I got, Eddie.
Smell-o-vision?
Look at this.
What is that, a towel hole?
Look at that. What does it look like? How'd you know?
Because I have one.
Oh, you got one too? Oh, I got this. Look at this. See?
Yeah.
Put this right next to my bed.
I have one in the kitchen though, not in my bedroom. But in the
kitchen. Put it right next to my bed. I was see that? It was a good day today to put this together. Today's a good day for it.
Just in case.
I'm gonna keep it on my desk. Forget it. I'm gonna keep it on my desk. Is that okay?
A paperweight, right?
No way. What's the matter with you? Okay. Last week we were talking about the guest is coming on. It's an old classmate of mine, Eddie, mm-hmm. and you've heard the story many times over the years, right?
Yes.
That I've had two big dreams in my life. Okay, one was with Peg Bundy for Married with Children, and my first one was with a classmate I went to school with mm-hmm. back in Oklahoma. And we've talked about this over the years, and I finally contacted with this person over social media. I don't know how long it's been, 20. Well, you figure it was in the early 80s, and when Facebook came out, I don't know when that was, about 10 years ago, or is it longer? Anyhow, we all connected somehow, and I found her. And somewhere along the lines, a few years later after Facebook, I had the nerve to message her and tell her mm-hmm. That she was I had a dream about her. So I just, I'll tell her. You know, we're all grown up, and I just tell her. And she was really cool about it. And flash 9 years later, today, she's agreed to come on the show, and very, very cool and very good sport about it. So I'm happy, Eddie. Somebody I haven't seen from Oklahoma in years.
Oklahoma.
So, and you know the whole story.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that? Hold on. Let me see. I think that was my beeper to put my brute on again. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. All right. Okay. We're going to pull her out. Her name is Dee Dee. She lives in, I think, is it Florida, I believe? Beautiful place. I always see her pictures, and
she's not in Oklahoma no more.
No, she's not. Who want to be out there? I mean, nothing against Oklahoma, right? It's all nice and everything, but when you got Florida, you got the beautiful weather out there, the beautiful ocean, and all that good stuff. I'm scared of the ocean, but it's really pretty to look at. So we're gonna bring her up right now, Eddie. So if you have questions you want to ask her about things about me. I don't even know if she remembers me, but it was a while back, so we're going to pull her out right now, okay, Eddie?
Yeah, 80s is a long time ago.
It is. Dee Dee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, I guess. Good morning to you. Good afternoon to me.
Yes, it's afternoon out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Dee Dee, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on. Very cool of you. Thank you so much. I know I've asked you in the past, and I still can't believe I messaged you that time and I told you my story, but thank you for being a good sport about it. And so Oklahoma, first of all, I just want to say we were in classmates in, what's it called, junior high out there, or just elementary school? Because they was all smashed together, huh, those grades?
I think it was junior high.
Was it?
Yeah, because it was through eighth grade, right?
Because it was two buildings. There was the building that went K through 4, and then the big building for us, big kids, for, was it 5th through 8?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know. Is that junior high? Is it 5th through 8 junior high now? I thought it was 7th and 8th.
It's middle school, I guess. They
middle school is, it depends. There's schools that are 7 through 8, and then there's some that are 6 through 8. So.
Okay. Well, I think, I don't know if I met... Did you go in the fourth grade, Dee Dee, by any chance? Is that when you went?
No,
or was it the fifth?
I was in Sequoia at third and fourth.
So okay.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, it must be fifth because this is when all this happened to me. So, because I went in the fourth grade and this incident I'm going to talk about happened in the fifth grade. But are you at? You're in Florida now, right?
Yes, Clearwater, Florida.
Clearwater.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Very nice. I see your post. Yes, very, very beautiful. And much better than Oklahoma. If you could go back and go there. Yeah.
Oh, I would never, never, ever go back there. I don't even go back there to visit. And I have family back there. My dad's back there.
Oh, okay. First of all, Eddie's here. It's me, you know, me, Steve, and this is Eddie. We're actually missing two people, huh, Eddie? We're missing Alberto and Alyssa. And I'm really sorry they can't be here because I would have liked them to meet you. But maybe another time. And I got to ask, you're cool enough to come on, and it's going to be really cool, but what made you want to come on? Just because it's fun, a fun thing to do, or I'm just curious.
Yeah, I just thought I'd help you out. I mean, you asked me to do it, so I thought it'd be funny, so yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay, so what I'm going to do here before I go with the questions, Eddie, you got a question for Dee Dee. You know the backstory, right, of me. Okay, well, here is the star right here. So if you got any questions about her you want to ask, maybe if she even remembers me or whatever, I'm going to let you fire away.
How was Steve in the middle grades? And do you think he should have kept the story to himself? Or should it?
Eddie, get out of here.
Well, first of all, I unfortunately really don't remember Steve. I only remember the assholes, okay?
Oh.
That's saying something.
Yay.
Did you guys have class together or anything like that?
Okay, before Dee Dee continues, I got to jump in here because she said she doesn't remember me. And hey, that's all good. But do you ever remember, you know how we used to have those gymnasium, I don't know if they were rallies or something for basketball, you know, where we'd all go to the gym and then
pep rallies.
Yeah,
it was. I guess it was called a pep rally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you ever remember when some of the there was a few guys that dressed up as women cheerleaders and were running around?
I do remember that. Like,
I remember that.
I was one of them. Yes. Well, I was one of them with, I believe it was Jimmy Barham and. I don't know if it was. It was somebody else, but I was one of those girls or dudes or whatever you want to call them.
So the first time you cross-dressed?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Hey, are we the ones that started this thing? Oh, my gosh. I wish I could go back.
Just kidding.
No, but let me see. Yeah, I guess, Eddie, there was... I'm surprised she didn't remember me. I thought I was really outgoing and...
Did you guys have a Dee Dee class together, or was she a grade higher or lower?
Oh, Dee Dee, tell them how hard class is. It's not like out here in California where every class you go to a different classroom. Tell Eddie how those classrooms went. We had all classes together, didn't we?
No, not really.
You did. So you didn't move around from class to class?
I thought we did have different teachers.
Well, yeah, maybe a couple. Because it was all the rooms. We just walk right like 10 steps to the next.
Yeah, but not like every class, for sure. And that's funny that you mentioned Doug Barr, because I got swats from his dad a few times in school.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. Swats. Yes. Eddie, we got swatted out there.
Yeah, we're here too. I remember getting swatted in junior high.
Speaking of swatting, this has nothing to do with my dream, but swatting. Dee Dee, who did you get swatting from? If you remember the teachers.
Jimmy Barham's dad.
Mr. Barham?
Mr. Barham, yeah.
Yeah, he was one. Remember there was a...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, there was always... Remember everybody amongst each other would... we kind of rate the teachers like, okay, we don't want to get swatted by this one. You know what I mean?
He swatted the girls too?
Well, apparently. Oh, Dee Dee? Did he... Then, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did you have to grab your ankles? Or did you just bend over on the table?
I think just over the table. I know where this is going.
No. No, hold on a second. No, because some of us, I don't know why, some of us would have put our hands on the table and then they do their swat us. And then some of us would tell us to grab down by our feet. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. I don't, and Dee Dee, you know, this isn't part of the dream, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Some teachers would tell you to just put your hands on the table and kind of bend over a little bit. And some other ones would tell you to grab your ankles. Now, I don't know. Maybe
I just had to do what you said, put my hands on the table.
Do you remember if it hurt?
It hurt. Either way, it hurt. Yeah, it hurt.
I mean, it probably did at the time. But the one I remember the most was in high school. And a girl named, a teacher named Teresa Walker. She bruised me. Like, she would have been put in jail back in the day for that. Or these days, she would have been put in jail. She hit me so hard. Like, I begged begged and begged on my knees, please don't hit me.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she bruised.
Wait a minute. So, you're talking about Miss Walker? She was at Justice too, right?
I think. Oh yeah, she was.
She and moved, you know, up to high school?
SWAT?
Why?
No, I'm sorry. It was in grade school. I got, and she was with Coach.
Coach Smith.
Yes, Coach Smith.
What do you mean? What do you mean she was with her? Hold on, let me pull you up here. This is getting a little juicy here. Hold on. If I'm thinking what I'm thinking.
Well, you know.
It's were so, they?
Oh, they were study lifers, yes. Absolutely.
I didn't know that. I know they were, like, you know, sporting that.
Not maybe to each other, but they were okay. Both bisexual.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You know, I could imagine that, but... So what happened to... this is getting better. Tell me the story.
So she gave me SWAT because I did not finish my spelling assignment. And she said, anybody that doesn't finish their spelling assignment is going to get SWAT. And I didn't do it, and I got SWATs. And a week later, Chris Applegate did not do his spelling assignment, and he didn't get nothing.
Oh, no.
I think she Chris. Had a crush on me or something. It was some kind of weird...
Oh, you, Eddie, that's you think
she
that...
She wanted to spank me.
She wanted to spank Dee Dee. I could see... Yeah, because now that I think about it, she was pretty... Yeah, she was into things back then. Well, I figured Coach... I don't know if they watch the show, but I figured Coach Smith was, but Miss Walker, I was like, but I guess they kind of have that same hairdo, same, you know, the way they, so yeah, I guess looking back at it, Eddie, they probably swing both ways, Eddie.
Yeah. Does she look like a tomboy?
I wonder if they had a dream about Dee Dee like me.
Does she look like a tomboy, Mrs. Walker?
Did she look like a tomboy to you, Dee Dee?
I mean, she was always dressed in the button-down collared, you know, polos and the nice tight starched pants with the belt and the the Kohan type shoes.
Yes.
You
know,
oh yeah,
her. Oh my God, I'm getting flashback. I remember this like it was yesterday. Same with Coach Smith too, right? When she wasn't wearing her basketball shorts or whatever.
Pretty much, they were all starched up pretty good collars.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did Coach Smith ever paddle you with just her hand or anything, or?
No.
I like Coach Smith too. Very nice.
Yeah, that paddling doesn't fly nowadays, huh?
I loved Miss Walker till she freaking damn near killed me with the paddle.
Was it like, did she hit too low, like on the back of your thighs, or was it just right on the butt where it hurt?
She got me right on the butt, but boy, I mean, she hit me hard. Like, I'll never forget.
Did you tell your parents?
I did. And actually, I don't remember. I was adopted, and they were, you know, anyway. So
I think I told my
if I did or not, but I do remember seeing the bruises in the mirror.
Because I remember telling my dad that I got swatted. He's like, "You probably deserved it."
Oh boy!
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what they would have said too. So
yeah. Well, you know,
times were different back then.
I don't want to be rude or nothing, but Dee Dee, if I do this, I would have helped with the bruises if I could, but you know, I didn't know you got bruised by Miss Walker.
All right.
But
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're friends on Facebook, and I debated a long time whether to accept her request and whether to say something to her about that day, but I've just kind of let it go.
Oh, are you friends, or she sent you a request and you haven't accepted?
She sent me a friend request, yeah.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I did, but she doesn't interact on there much, so I'm just like, yeah, let this bitch see what I'm doing. I'm living the good life, whatever.
Hey, there you go, Eddie.
She probably don't remember she swatted you.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if you remember. If you're a teacher and you've swatted kids, do you remember all your swatters?
I think you would remember the ones that really deserved it.
Well, I mean, did you cry or did you hold it in? Or?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I cried.
Oh, you cried.
I was begging on my knees, crying.
Oh, she got to remember that then, because if a person gets on their knees and starts crying.
Didn't go to the principal or nothing like that?
I mean, if she hit me hard enough to bruise me for a good 2 weeks, that's pretty bad.
It's child abuse.
You know, and I was, you know how tiny I'm in. I'm 4'11", and I wasn't even grown then, so I probably was, but who?
I think she really liked you, Dee Dee.
she's I think. Got a funny way of showing it.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay, Eddie.
Not like you, Steve.
No. Now it's time to jump into how I never forgot Dee Dee. Okay, I'm gonna be straight up. Eddie, you know the story, right? Yes. Let me see. So fifth grade. It was because I was thinking about what grade was it? A fifth, sixth, and it was a fifth grade, and that makes sense because that's when Dee Dee came to the school we went to, and
I had the raging hormones.
Huh? Yes, and I had a dream about Dee Dee, and we were with each other, and I had forgive me for saying this. I don't know how else to say it, but I had my first wet dream. My first wet dream, Eddie. So I'm like, oh my God, I woke up and I was like, I what is this? I didn't know. I never done this, had this feeling before. So I'm like, whoa. I mean, it felt great, but I was like, whoa, what happened? There's, you know, things were going on down there. It was a mess. The right? And, you know, the dream was great because it was, I don't know, you know, when you have dreams, they just happen. And it was Dee Dee. She's the first person that made me feel that feeling of that, I don't know, greatness or whatever. So because of her, I learned how to take care of myself after that. How did this happen? Because I don't know. I don't know how a guy, you know, when they do that, like, how can I make this happen again? Yeah, because I know I'm not going to go ask somebody out and have sex, right? So she not only was my first, even though she wasn't there, but she made me sit down and figure out how to take care of myself to have those feelings again. So
keep the party going.
Huh? I never forgot her. And I don't know if I was wrong about messaging her years and years later, but I figured we were adults and I just wanted to tell her because I thought it was funny. And they said, true. You don't forget. I mean, I've never slept with Dee Dee, but because I had that dream, I've always remembered her. Always. I've never talked to you. Like she said, she doesn't even remember me.
Right.
And I've never forgotten her. And I just wanted to tell you, Dee Dee, thank you so much. You've made me a man. So I don't know if that means
anything. She didn't even know it, huh?
She didn't even know it.
Anytime I can help out somebody, that's all. Whatever way it may be.
But yeah,
I'm
it was.
Sure, you're not the only one that's had that kind of dream about me, too.
So. I wouldn't doubt it, Dee Dee. You stuck in my head. You were the one that was that took me. Eddie, she took me, Eddie.
Yep.
She took my, and I don't think you guys are the only ones I've ever told. I've never told anybody else, my girlfriends, my wife, nobody.
She took you to the
point. She might watch this now and ask about Dee Dee. She's going to go, hey, Steve, what you tell me about your first time that you weren't with nobody, but you had your first orgasm?
She took you to the point of no return, Huston.
Yes, and Dee Dee, thank you so much. I just want to tell you, I'll remember you till I pass away. So, wow. I don't know if that's a good thing. But now, Eddie, now you can ask questions about the dream because I've said more. I don't know details probably in the past that I can't remember. But oh, there was two women I've ever. It was you in fifth grade, and it was Peg Bundy from Married with Children when I was in the ninth grade. There's only two girls I've ever had that kind of dream about. So. And why Peg Bundy jumped in there, I don't know, but you got me from the get-go.
Yeah, I can see Dee Dee, but Peg Bundy, that's kind of weird. What?
Hey, sometimes we have dreams. Well, Dee Dee, I can see because I remember when she came to the school and I saw her, and I don't know, she was like I was getting to that point where, you know, I was noticing girls, and when I saw Dee Dee, that was a woman to me.
Yeah.
When I saw her, I thought, you know, she was.
Which is so weird to me because I thought it was so dirty back then. Like, what was
I didn't
have, like, you know, cool clothes or anything like that. Like I told you earlier, I didn't have a hair dryer or a curling iron. I don't even know when I didn't start doing makeup till I'm thinking eighth grade.
Oh, she's just Eddie. She's just being. I remember tight pants. I remember she had shorter hair. I remember. It was kind of just the same color as it is now. I remember that it was to me that was woman. So maybe that's why I had the dream. But I remember her, and I never went up and talked to her, like, you know, like a hey, what's up, like wasn't trying to flirt or nothing, because I don't I don't think I knew how. But
probably why I don't remember you, Steve.
Probably. Well, I got in trouble a lot. I mean, I thought that stood out. I guess not, but that was the one where they say wait in the hall, and then you know you go get your spankings afterwards. So, but Eddie, if you got any questions about, hey, it's not often you get to talk to your
first love.
Your my first love, my first
crush?
Dream love.
Was it a crush? Yes. Can you call it a crush?
No, I call it, she just took me in my dream. She just said, hey, look, this is here. Come here. I need to turn you into a man. And that's what she did. I don't know what you call it, but whatever it was a feeling I'll never forget.
It was magical, Steve.
Yeah, it was the first time. It's just like Eddie. You ever remember that first time you do that?
Yeah.
Whether, you know, whatever you did, like, holy, I didn't even know what it was. I was like, shit, can I do this all the time? Eddie, you got
first time.
Ask a question for Dee Dee.
Yes, Dee Dee. So what are you doing now besides listening to Steve?
You mean for work or?
Yeah, just in life general. What
for fun?
For fun? Or?
Yeah, so for fun, we have a that we go out on weekends almost every week, although right now we're in the middle of a bathroom model, so that's kind of tapering off the boating right now, taking up a lot of the weekend time. But that's what we enjoy doing most, is on the boat. So
living the good life, huh?
Drinking heavily and you know, partying like rock stars.
Living the good life.
Yes, Eddie, I see these pictures. You have a beautiful family too, Dee Dee, and you looks like you're very proud, and you should be. And I think you have one in the military, correct?
Yes, my son's in the Army. He's going to be 27 in June, and actually just became a warrant officer, which is phenomenal for his age.
Mm-hmm. What kind of officer is it called?
Warrant officer.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's the first officer to become commissioned. He was staff sergeant, but NCO, non-commissioned officer. So now he's getting paid to actually be an officer. So, and you know, it's a higher. So,
very
cool.
Very, very cool. Eddie, got another one for her. I'm just going to look at her while you guys talk. Hold on.
I got one for you, Steve. Did you tell your parents you had a dream? That dream?
No, what do I tell my parents for?
He didn't
I didn't even tell my wife. I remember when I had it, right? I had it, and then I'm like, oh my God, I got to go to the bathroom and clean up. So I had to walk through the, I had to walk through the hallway. So do you imagine me getting, because, you know, I didn't carry paper towels like I do now. I had to walk with my back. Oh, here's another thing. I was the only guy in Oklahoma that wore boxers. Everybody else wore these little, what do they call it? Tidy whities. So when I moved to Oklahoma,
the briefs,
we wore boxers out here. So when I went there and we would change in the gym for PE or whatever, everybody had these underwears I never seen before. I was like, what the hell is this? And I'm the only one with the boxers. So I felt like an outcast. So imagine having a wet dream in the boxers versus the tidy whities, because the tidy whities are kind of tight and they can hold everything in, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to hurry and get to the bathroom because I got this stuff in there. I don't know what the hell it is. And good thing I wasn't going to where my path and my parents walked by, because then they would probably know, right? Stuff, you know, looked like a mess walking around.
Well, your dad, so Steve became a man.
Yeah, pat me on the back. What's her name, Steve? No, I didn't. I never told anybody until this show started. What was it, about 9 years ago? I started talking about it, and I've never told nobody. Dee Dee. I didn't even tell Dee Dee.
Until recently, huh?
Until how many years late? Whenever Facebook came upon, and it even took me probably a couple years to see her on there. And I go, oh my God, it's Dee Dee. I was like, holy mackerel. So I just friended her. And then, I didn't want to. It took probably another year or two after that before I messaged her and go, hey, look, I want to tell you something. And I don't know. I just very happy. I was happy. I'm so happy that she's here. You don't even know, Eddie.
She did it for you long ago, huh?
What's that?
I said she did it for you long ago.
Yes. I hope that a woman like you, Dee Dee, can understand that feeling that I know you weren't there, but the feeling that you could make somebody feel. And it's imagine at that time of, like Eddie said, when, you know, puberty's kicking in and that one girl makes you feel like that. And you're just like, wow, that she's the queen of all. How did she do this to me? What, she got magic or what? So it is true. So, you never forget.
I have a question.
Okay, let me pull you up.
So what was it like to see me in school after that happened?
Oh, that's a good question, Eddie.
Did you avoid her?
Well, it was weird. It was almost like, you know, okay, I slept with this girl, but I really didn't. And I kind of felt like she knew. So then I really didn't go talk to her. Because, you know, I kind of stare at her, right? But now I was like, oh, she's going to know. She's going to know I'm looking at her after what we just did. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just a kid, right? So, no, and I had that problem too where, you know, when guys start getting excited. So I tried not to look at her because of what happened in the dream. Because I would find myself in class going, oh, my God, please stop. You know, you hear those stories where guys get excited and then for some reason the teacher asks them to go up to the chalkboard. Thank God that never happened.
No, not now.
But that actually happened because if I would stare at her after that dream in the class, I would feel myself in, you know, I was happy when I'm sitting down, you know, but then I would think, uh-oh, when they start calling people up to do things, it's like, uh-oh, I got to start goofing around with my friends or something because this isn't going to happen. But that's how I felt. So every time I saw her, I'm glad it wasn't a gym thing because we used to wear shorts and oh, that would not have been good because we wore those shorter shorts back then. And
oh yeah, those shorts were short.
Those great 80s gym shorts.
Yeah, that's right. And there'd be no hiding nothing around there. So luckily for me, that never happened. But yeah, I was more, when I would see you after that, I would be more. I'd get excited in that way, and it was kind of scary because you don't know, you know, you don't want to be like that. Yes, yeah, that's exactly. So I don't know, it was just a feel, you know, those feelings that they first happened to you, just they were, looking back, they were beautiful. Back then it could have been embarrassing, especially like you said, how I thought of you afterwards when I saw you at school and stuff. I would get excited at school, but, you know, I just sit down and behave and don't get up. And look at Eddie. See, she's this girl that didn't even know this guy was having raging hormones about her. Huh? Yes.
Were you a cheerleader, Dee Dee, by any chance?
No, I wasn't allowed.
No?
I wasn't allowed to do sports or cheerleading.
I thought you played basketball. I think you did.
I played one game because it was at the school, and I think it was during school, and that's the only reason why I got away with it. I did run track because that was also during school.
Yes, I remember. I remember you in the little shorts. I do. I think you were even in the photo, the basketball photo, right?
Probably. And the sad thing is I lost all of my grade school stuff because when I was married to my first husband, our trailer caught on fire and burned down. So I lost all of my grade school and high school memorabilia.
Oh,
so that's sad. I don't have any of that, but I think I do remember basketball. Sure. I actually remember scoring in that game, too.
No, I do remember her in the Justice basketball uniform. I believe you were in the picture. I think I might have a picture of you in it. And I do remember you in track. And
did she sign your yearbook, Steve?
You know what? I'm going to have to look. I have my yearbook still. I'm going to look.
Or do you That's remember a good Dee Dee question. Signing it?
You know, if she did, I was probably like starstruck. I was thinking, oh my God, the girl that took me, she's signing my book. But I'm going to look. That's a good question. I still have those. I think I have the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think, or something. I don't know. But Dee Dee's in them. I know it, but I don't know if you signed it. Good thing. If you did, I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to send Dee Dee a picture of what she said. Because I don't even know what she said. Oh my gosh, this is too cool. So today you're happily married and you got kids and and in Florida. What part of Florida Clearwater. Do you live in? I'm sorry, Clearwater.
Clearwater.
And that boat, is that a weekend thing or you take out?
Yeah, I mean, we take trips. You know, we've gone as far as Sarasota to Long Beach Mooring. It's a really, really cool place. It's a resort and marina. Mm.
Very cool.
So the weather's nice out there right now, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's not like here right now.
It's a little chilly this morning. It was down in the 50s, but it's going to be like 78 today and 80 tomorrow. In fact, I'm taking tomorrow.
We've been getting rained on like crazy, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we didn't get rain for like 20 years, and now all of a sudden, it's been raining like tomorrow.
Yeah, my brother actually lives in California.
It's pretty bad. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What part?
He works in L.A. He works at Houston's.
Houston's. What is Houston's, Eddie? Does that sound familiar to you?
It's a restaurant. Apparently a high-end where a lot of the elite go, or whatever you want to call them. You know, BC's actors.
Hmm. Oh, really? So he's up in probably downtown L.A., no, Eddie?
Yeah.
I have to look that up.
He doesn't live there, though. He just drives.
He lives in California, though, right? Southern or northern? Southern?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I don't
remember. And you get along with him?
We just got in touch about 5 years ago. Because he also, it's a long story. My mother basically gave me and my brother up and then turned around and got married again and then gave him up. So So we just got in touch. Yeah, not too long. So we're getting to know each other.
Okay.
Man, Eddie, you know what? I think I need to get, I wish I could go on Dee Dee's dream and just, you know, there's things that, is this a good thing that you reconnected with your brother or are you guys good?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I love him. My real brother that was actually adopted with me, I really can't see him. he's got a little bit of a drinking problem and gets belligerent and he's ADD, ADHD. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those people, but he doesn't take medication. He needs to take his medication. So he drives me crazy. I don't talk to him as much. But my other brother is more like me, down to earth, smart, level-headed, good choices. So we get along
a lot better. Oh, good.
Do you have? I don't want to. Let's see, say the wrong thing. Are you? Because you know, a little here and there, I hear little things that you've said that about growing up and stuff like that. That. Mm-hmm. I don't know if does it anger you at some things that happened or are you kind of like, because I kind of like hear some things and then I know you've moved on and you have a beautiful life, but I hear some things that you say that you kind of throw out there and I'm like, does it still bother you?
Angry. I was adopted at the time I was 17.
Uh-huh.
And me and my real brother were adopted together. We lived on a farm where people were, like I was telling you the other day, we all took a bath. Seven people took a bath. The kids went last. The man always went first. They were just weird people. Like nobody, I remember nobody ever was ever allowed to sleep in our house. We were allowed to go to our friend's house. But yeah, it was, so I was very angry at my real for us for me going what I went did go crazy stuff. But so as I told Eddie,
your real parents, the ones that gave you up.
Yes,
you're angry.
I was
at.
Very angry with them for a long time.
I can understand that.
Did you ever reconnect with them?
Yes, they're both in my life now. I'm very close to my mother. I'm not as close as. Close to my dad. I was close to my dad, but my dad has a lot of issues as well, which is where my brother gets his issues.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of issues lately, and so I'm not really seeing it now. But I was very angry with them for a long time, but I have forgiven them, you know, and my mom and I have been very close. I do not talk to the people that adopted me anymore or their children. Mm-hmm. They had a three-year-old that adopted us. She was our second child. Son. stuff. But they were weird. He like delivered all their children at home in their
bedroom. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't believe in doctors really or vets unless it was absolutely necessary. One horrible thing that I do remember that still haunts me to this day is they would never get their dogs. Dog had puppies. Mm-hmm. Beautiful spring day. Puppies are out walking around. You know, cute little puppies. Their eyes are open. And I left my dogs. He scooped them all up in a trash bag and took them down to the pond. Right.
Oh.
Now.
Oh.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Man. So these. Just a
tidbit of how crazy.
So these, I mean, I'm not one to judge people, but they don't sound like they were the right people to be adopting, yeah. Or whoever let them adopt. That was not a good thing.
It was through the Catholic Social Service. So when I was four, actually, I'm sorry, I was adopted from 8 to 17. Another lady, it's a long story. I mean, it took so much, but another lady actually had Sievas from 4 till I was. And she was more like a grandmother, and her husband was like a grandfather. They were friends because they were older, and she had always wanted to have kids, but wasn't able to. My mom met her actually through the daycare where her granddaughter was going to. And she knew my mom was struggling, so she offered to take us in until my mom could get back on her feet. Well, 4 years later, she's getting ill. She had heart problems, diabetes. She couldn't physically take care of us anymore. My mom was like, I don't want him back. And so she gave us up for adoption. And my parents signed off on it. Sorry if you hear my pup.
That's okay. I love doggies.
Yeah. So, that's...
So, Eddie, if you have here. So that's... you see, I wasn't sure to talk about it, but sometimes I think it's good to talk about it. You know, sometimes something like that, I can't imagine going through, you know, if you're adopted by people who are not the right people. I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm not one to judge, but from what I hear, that's not right, you know, to adopt a bunch of kids. And if you can't take care of them the right way, you shouldn't be adopting them. And... especially a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah. So yeah, they ended up, there was 5 of us total, and she didn't work. He worked at McDonnell Douglas. He was an engineer. So. You know, it wasn't all horrible. I'm not going to be complete monsters. But mm-hmm. They were definitely, you know, they were from Chicago and, you know, that area, Illinois. So they just had different, things were just so different back then.
Yeah, things were different.
They needed farmhands. They basically said, we've adopted you to be our slaves, and they needed farmhands, and that's exactly what we were. So they had their own weird perks anyway, besides that. You know, so,
free labor, but, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But I did learn a good work ethic from them. I mean, mm-hmm. I've worked 2 jobs a lot of my life, and mm-hmm. I've never been without a job. So, you know, I did learn some things. It wasn't all horrible, but
well, you know. it was enough though, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you
enough. Could have been worse, could have been better.
But you're good today. That's what's important.
Great today. It made me who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud of that.
So Dee, I'm wondering, were you already like developed, you know how girls develop faster than boys? Were you already like fully developed when Steve had his dream?
I think you're asking the wrong person, Eddie.
No, I'm asking Dee Dee.
Oh, you're going to ask her and then I'll... Go ahead, Eddie.
I was probably wearing a bra at that time. At least like 5th grade, I'm sure.
Eddie, she was. I would hope she was because they were already... I noticed
got
boobs.
I blessed in that department.
Yeah, she had boobs, Eddie. She had boobs. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Oh, I was saying, I'm definitely blessed in that department.
Because I'm thinking that was the... That was the thing that did it for you, Steve?
Well, I...
Because you know how...
It was the boobs, and mm-hmm. I know she wore the jeans. Well, I don't know. Maybe it was just me, but I looked at the butt, and I don't know. She was just
a
woman.
Bubble butt.
Yes, you know, I like butts.
I have a bubble butt. Somebody said there was a... Well, nope. I'm not going to say that.
Wait, you can't just do that.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay. I could tell everybody that
in the wood pile. you know the saying. Yeah. But I definitely have a booty, and they say I get it from my maternal side, but husband, that's what.
Yes.
Got a booty.
Hey, yeah, that's what I know. She has the boobs and the butt. I remember she's
wearing jeans. Back in those days, you would notice the girls that were like developed and.
She was one of them, Eddie.
I bet she was.
Yes, very, very developed. She had the boobs, the butt, and she was a cutie.
The complete package.
Yes. She had an impression because she sure came into my dream. You know, we can't control dreams; they happen. So, somewhere along the lines, I was thinking about it hard. So here she came, and then here I came. You had another question for Dee Dee, Eddie?
No, I just want to thank you for being a good sport about it. I know it can be uncomfortable, but thank you for coming on and giving us your point of view.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, somebody's saying, I guess to Dee Dee's saying she had a bubble butt and boobs. Hard to find a girl like that. My first and only wife had that. It's like, take it. Don't have it no more. Sorry about that, sir. Oh my gosh. No, she's not gonna show us the goods. Come on, get out of here. What's the matter with you? Bras suck. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a bra, so.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm still not gonna do that. If you wanna see that, you gotta buy the magazine.
Oh, wait a minute. What is this magazine about? Hold on a second. You see, Eddie, this is all gonna start over for me and so how old was I? How old were we in the fifth grade? How old were we?
Like 11 or 12.
Oh my god!
In the fifth grade, start over
in these years. Oh god, Dee Dee's gonna kill me. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die happy.
You have another dream tonight, huh?
Oh, my heart's gonna take it. Okay, so if I don't know, can I bring up a magazine or is that too out of the?
For me?
Is that cool?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. Let's do it. What magazine, since people are watching?
Says hi.
Oh, let's pull this up. Boston Terrier?
Yeah.
Very cool. My mom and dad have a Boston Terrier. Yeah. They love them.
They're crazy, though. Ooh, a lot of energy. After I moved to Florida, I was working at a bar that was kind of like a Coyote Ugly.
Uh-huh.
I got paid to sit and drink and talk to guys. Best job I've ever had. Boy, if I could go back to that. they did karaoke, and then we'd get up on the bar and dance once an hour to, you know, booty music, whatever, back in the 80s. Or, I'm sorry, that was early 2000s.
Okay.
But there was a guy that said, oh, I want to have your picture painted on my bike. I know a photographer, blah, blah, blah. So he got me in touch with this photographer, and I did some pictures, which I sent you some.
Oh, yes,
you
did.
And then he was like, oh, I think we could get you. I was big into Playboy. So I think we could get you into the magazine. So we tried, but didn't get into Playboy, but I did get into Gallery. And we had the girl next door contest. And so I went for that, not get it. And then they filed bankruptcy, so I didn't even get paid for it.
Oh, no. Bastards.
Yeah.
So did you get in the magazine at least?
Yes, I featured in.
Oh, wow. Is it still on the market? Is it on eBay or anything that anybody can buy it?
I believe it was in February. I think the edition was February of 2000.
Eddie, write this down for me, will you?
February.
I'll let you know for sure, but yeah, Gallery Magazine. I know it's hard to find because it's, you know, they're no longer business, but it was February. Uh-huh. I'll have to look up here.
Well, I don't know who's putting these messages. If you really want to see this, you're going to have to hunt for this Gallery book. That you'll probably have to pay a lot of money because it's no longer in circulation. So,
yeah,
if you really want to see the goods, you're gonna have to go to eBay.
Let's find it. Find it.
And see, I don't have to. I don't have to go to eBay. I saw them many, many years ago. And did I see them, Eddie? Oh my gosh. But let me pull this up. Okay, Didi, thank you so much for coming on. You've been a good sport, like I said, I'll never forget you. I'm glad we're Facebook friends today, and if you ever want to come on and goof around with us, let me know. And if you ever got anything going on, you know, I don't know if you guys got businesses going on or anything, and we can help out with promoting or anything, we'll do that. No problems asked. And what else am I going to say? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank in a you short for everything. Yes. I did have you. Don't you worry about that. See, that's one thing I won't talk about is what happened in the dream, because that is just too special, Eddie. I know I talk about everything on the show and I everything I spill, but that's one thing that I keep to myself because it was so special. But yes, I can't say something happened and I'll never forget it. And thank you, Didi.
The outcome was good, but keep it to yourself.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't even think I've ever experienced that my whole life after that in physical with somebody. Oh my God. You know, when they say, you know how they say, I discovered what rainbows were. I never even knew what a rainbow was, but that, you know, when you think, what is the good feeling? Like the something you see beautiful, like after rain, you go and you go, oh my God, look at it, it's a rainbow. You know, like something like, oh, well, I don't know how to describe the feeling. It was just, how do you, I mean, as a girl, when a girl first has her first one, they don't know what it is, right, Didi? I can imagine, right, when it happens. Do you know, like, oh, what is that?
I have to say I was quite a bit older. But not
expecting. So you kind of knew what?
A different husband. And so he, you, it, we had, I had been married twice before. And it was my third one, actually, that figured it out. Because I had never done it myself.
Oh.
So that's it. Yeah, but I was like, holy crap. Wow. That was cool.
You see, Eddie? You see, Didi? Now you know how I feel at a puberty
and
then, time.
Yeah. And you do want to figure out how to do that again. Yes, you do.
See, Eddie? See?
No, yeah,
I sat really I was
everything. Yeah.
I stayed in the shower for a long time trying to figure it out. Parents banging on the door telling me to get out of there, and took me a while, but I figured it out. Thank you, Didi. You're such welcome. A sweetheart, and oh my gosh, she's Eddie, I'm so happy. I don't want her to go. Can you just stay here with us forever? Okay, Didi.
Back to work.
Yes, I know that some of our past schoolmates, I think, watch the show, so maybe they'll check it out. I don't know.
Well, let them eat their heart out.
That's right, because I know I did. All right, Didi. You take care of yourself.
All right.
Be happy, and you have a beautiful life, and I'm so happy for you. And keep in contact. I'll keep in contact with you, and stay safe.
All right. Sounds good. You guys
thanks
too.
For being a good have sport. A good one. Bye-bye.
All bye-bye, right. Didi.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. That was Didi. Oh, my gosh. See, that was her, Eddie. I told you there was a real person.
Yeah.
You guys always think that I'm telling you fibs and shit like
confirmed.
That. That was cool that she came on.
Yeah, that was cool. Not too many women would
do something like that.
Yeah, do something like that.
But you know what? I'm you know, if somebody did that to me and told me that, you know, some girl called and said that happened, and it was years later and I'm married or whatever, I would do it because it was like 30 years ago. I'd be like, oh, that was cool. You know, you thought of me back then when. I mean, if it had happened yesterday with some woman and then she said, hey, I want to come on and, you know, talk about it on a show in front of everybody.
Tell you what,
I might think about it. Yeah, because if you're married or something, they're gonna go, "Oh, this woman likes you," then, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
So I think it was a long time ago. So it's easier to
years man, ago.
Talk about going back, eh?
Well, she still looks good.
Yeah, she's she's my age, so mm-hmm. We went to, you know, she was the same grade together, so. You know, yeah. She took care of herself, and like she's doing, from what I see, you know, from Facebook, she's doing really
she's
good.
Doing
so
good for her. Happy
yes,
for her.
Me too. Let's see here. Did you hear about that let me pull this up here. The dad takes 9-year-old son to Hooters as a reward for good school report.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just asking if you've heard of it.
I didn't hear about it, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Do you think some people would think something's wrong with it?
I'm sure. I'm sure there's people that would say it's inappropriate or you shouldn't reward for it. I personally don't see anything wrong with it.
Let's see.
So it's a restaurant with, the waitresses are dressed and everything, but
says like, a British father, Eddie.
Maybe a kid likes wings.
Yeah, he likes the breast, right, and thighs,
right.
A British father bursting with pride for his son is being called a boob for taking the 9-year-old to Hooters to celebrate his good grades. We went to Hooters as a reward for Buddy getting a great report card. Paul Edwards, 36, told the L.A. D Bible. Oh wow, what kind of report is this from? The LAD Bible of the uplifting move. The cheeky dad posted a Twitter photo of his grinning son with burgers and onion rings at a Liverpool joint Monday while surrounded by scantily clad waitresses. "Nice quiet meal with my boy," the caption reads. Besides the bra reinforcement, Edwards also wanted to show his thankness that Hooters is in fact real, something Buddy didn't believe in. So I guess his son, why would his son even think about, hey, dad, is Hooters real? Unless he heard people from school.
Yeah, maybe he heard it and didn't believe it true, and his dad said, oh, you know what, I'm gonna, because you got good grades, I'm gonna take you to a place where they show you it really exists.
Well, you know, some people thought, you know, why are you taking your
kid? I can see that. I can see some people being on the fence about it.
Oh, man, that's heavy, Eddie. That is heavy. I don't know. Hey, why not? You just, you know, girls, you see the girls, there's girls out there dressed out in public like that anyway. You know, shorts and, you know, tight tops. And what's the difference?
And like I said, maybe a kid likes wings. Who knows? Maybe it's one of his favorite things.
Yeah, maybe he was saying how much he likes wings and somebody was goofing around with him going, hey, you should try this place called Hooters. Go tell your dad.
Hooters, they have great wings.
He goes home because thinking that their parents are going to get mad because he's asking about Hooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dad, I want to go to Hooters. And he's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, I want to go too.
Just went last night, but let's go again. Oh, my gosh. That is heavy.
No, but I could see where some people would have a problem with.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean,
neither do I, but
you know, just sexy women, that's all. Guys, you know, like I said, growing up, you're going to see this stuff, right?
Yeah. Maybe he's going through puberty. Maybe he's going through puberty in junior high, huh? Maybe he's a junior high school.
Well, I'll tell you what, this kid, they posted a picture of him. He got a smile ear to ear. I know he's sitting with his wings, but there's some chicks are over there around him too.
Maybe he'll have a wet dream too.
Oh,
be his first.
Maybe. Yes. Bunch of Hooter girls, huh? Oh my gosh. Let me see here.
Yeah, the whole harem, huh?
Yep. Let me see. Did you hear about the mom's anger at McDonald's after being given McSpicy burger with bite taken out of it?
Oh, no. Yeah, I would be upset too.
Why would you be upset for?
What? With the bite taken out of it? So what the hell?
Maybe the guy was hungry or something. Whoever's cooking it up for him. Okay, so it says, I take it this is in England too, because it says mums.
Oh, yeah.
Mums anger at McDonald's after being given a McSpicy burger with the bite taken out of it. Let's see here. Let's see. A mom has hit out after her daughter was given a burger with the bite taken out of it at McDonald's. The woman ordered a McSpicy burger in the drive-thru at Cameron Toll in Edinburgh on Wednesday evening.
Oh, Oh, yeah, it's in England.
But when she got home, she noticed that a large chunk was missing. when she complained, she was told that it was a sandwich that had been returned and mistakenly repackaged and given to her. So somebody took a bite out of it and returned it, and they took it back. Why did they throw it away?
This is too hot.
She said, "I was horrified. I immediately drove back and went into the shop and asked to speak to a manager. While waiting for the manager, another man came who looked annoyed, stood at the counter, and also asked to speak to a manager." Uh-oh. "When the manager came over, I explained that I had a drive-thru order, and upon opening the box, there was a huge bite taken out of the McSpicy burger. The man beside me then said, 'Look, so was mine.'" The manager said, "Hold on." Went away and came back with two new McSpicies for me and the other man. I said, "Do you think that's acceptable and okay just to hand me another one and no apology or anything?" And he said no, and then apologized. He then said he would refund my order. I said, "It wasn't about that. It's about why I have been sold an item that had been eaten by somebody else as a member of the staff and how disgusting and unhygienic it was." She then insisted that they look at the CCTV footage to find out how it happened.
I was going to say maybe someone was on a break and took a bite and put it, like, set it down and I'll eat it later.
Well, they did look at the footage and she said a half hour later she received a phone call to confirm the burgers had been returned from a previous order. She said it was me that asked if they had CCTV of their workers. And he said, "Yes." I asked him to take my details to let them know what had happened as I had the kids in the car. And he said he couldn't check it just now. He was just too busy. Oh, boy. So somebody returns a burger.
Yeah.
What are they doing leaving it? What, do they just put it on the counter?
I don't know.
How does it get mixed up with the fresh batch?
You would think they would throw it away.
Well, it happened twice. There was another dude sitting, came back and complained too.
Yep.
Oh my God. What is going on, Eddie?
You would think they'd throw it away, or maybe they were saving it to analyze it. Why should
you... Could you imagine going to McDonald's and say you order a Big Mac, right? You're hungry. Just say you haven't had McDonald's in a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's had it, but just say you haven't had it in a few years and you go, "You know what? I'm craving a Big Mac. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten all day. I'm gonna go get me a Big Mac. I used to eat those all the time, and so good." And you get home, and there's a big old bite taken out of it. You're hungry, ready to eat, and you're like, "Oh man!" Do you drive it back or just throw it away and get mad?
I think I would throw it away and get mad. I'm never going there again. For me personally.
What if it was just a little bite?
Either way, you don't want something that you don't know where it's been or who took a bite out of it. You know?
My lips all over it, saliva. Gross. Oh man, sorry, some dude with a mustache.
That's just nasty.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but me personally, I think I would just throw it away and say, it's the last place I go there.
Heavy, Eddie. Mm-hmm. I don't even know about these people. I can't even understand that. If somebody, this is what I would do. Let's say I was working at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brings back something and they say, "Hey, you know what? This doesn't taste good. I don't like it. I want my money back."
Mm-hmm.
Which people have a right to do, right?
Right.
What do they say? If you're not happy with their, "We'll give you a refund" or whatever.
We'll make it right.
So they bring it back. Hey, they took a bite. You have to taste it, right? And just, I don't like, okay. I mean, when I have it right there, I go, okay, I'll put in the order to get you a new one. And when I'm walking back over there, I throw it in the trash. I don't like set it on the counter or say, you know, what? I don't even understand how somebody would do that.
Yeah. Makes no sense. Compost it or something.
Yeah. Or throw it away right in front of them to let them know, hey, I understand you don't like it. Okay. This is trash. Let's get you a new one. Right. Show that customer that, hey, you know what? You know what? You think it's trash? Okay. It is trash. Here it is. I'm going to get you something else.
Yeah.
Not like put it in your pocket and take it to the back and throw it in the bin with the other one.
Throw it in the line again.
Put it at the back of the line so somebody else, 10 people later, will get it. That is nasty, Eddie.
Yeah, it is nasty.
I do have I have a disturbing story, Eddie. Okay. And I think it's fairly new. Family Feud contestant charged with murdering his wife. Shocking answer on Family Feud. Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about it, but
you're going to, Eddie. So there's this guy that was on Family Feud, right? Mm-hmm. And let me see here. Okay, well, I'm just gonna read it. Okay, a Family Feud contestant gave prosecutors a big clue in their case against him for allegedly murdering his wife. His response to the biggest mistake you made of your wedding. So the host, who is Steve Harvey? That was a question for all the family, right? Or whoever's lined up. What is the biggest mistake you made at your wedding? Okay. Mm-hmm. He asked, everybody's going to answer the question. Timothy Blyfnik, who was arrested Monday and charged with 2 counts of first degree murder and 1 count of home invasion, taped an episode of The Feud back in 2019. Steve Harvey put him on the spot when it was his turn to answer the question. What was your biggest regret at the wedding? And his answer was saying, I do. Fast forward to late last month, when his estranged wife, Rebecca Blyfnik, was found dead inside her home. Timothy has been charged with breaking into her home and shooting her multiple times. The couple was living apart and in the process of divorcing. Blyfnik's answer triggered gasps from the audience as he quickly added he loves his wife after he said his biggest regret at his wedding was saying I do to her. As you know, the answers are based on 100 members of the studio audience, and incredibly, I do was the second most popular answer. Holy mackerel. Rebecca had obtained a restraining order against her estranged husband, which was in effect at the time of her death. He's being held without bail. So he kills his wife, or he's suspected of killing his wife. And he was on The Feud a few years back. And he answers the question, hey, what was your biggest regret at your wedding? And you say, I do. Do you think that has anything to do with it? There's something to dig into? Knowing a couple years later, he's suspected of breaking in her house and shooting her multiple times.
Possibly.
Why would you even say that?
Yeah, I mean,
not even being funny. I mean, you could say something like marrying into the in-laws or something, something like that where you go, ooh, but to basically say, well, I was there, but I really didn't want to marry her. Or you're not happy with her today or something.
I would like, for me, it would be like, I was not ignoring my wife, but I was dancing with all her friends while she was, I was having a good time.
At your wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, so what happened?
She got upset because she said I was having a good time, which she was trying to entertain the guests and give them cake and all this stuff.
You weren't, when you're doing the slow dance, had the hand on the butt cheek or nothing, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, what's she mad for?
She just thought we should do things together. Like,
oh, you had to, well, did you say, hey, we're going to be together forever after this?
Yeah.
I'm just dancing with people and.
Yeah, I was having a good time.
I don't know. Is that a bad thing? It's not always a bad thing, but when you're already thinking of things like that on your first night of being man and wife.
Just lame.
You're thinking, oh, why are you dancing with all these girls? I don't know. That's not. You're off to a bad start already.
You're her friends. Because dancing with her friends. Having a good time. Having a good time. It was my wedding.
Yeah. It's not like you were making out with them.
No.
It's just. That'd be like if she danced with the dudes at the place that were friends of your guy. You wouldn't be mad, right? It's just, you know them, right?
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad either.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what this has to do with the Family Feud, but it sounds like inner thoughts are coming out of you too.
I'm just saying, he got the question and that's what he said. I do.
Are you feeling the same way when you got married? You wished you wouldn't have said I do.
No.
Well, this guy said it.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
His big regret.
Saying that's how I would have answered the question. Dancing with their friends or something like that.
What would be your biggest regret? Oh, okay. I thought you were just telling me a story.
No, that would be my response.
I got it. Okay, okay. I got you. Well, it wasn't a good look for him. Saying that, and then a couple years later, he ends up killing her.
Or suspected of killing her.
Yeah, suspected.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Innocent until proven guilty, right?
Yeah, but pretty much if you get arrested, there's got to be some, if there's some smoke, there's some, you know, fire somewhere.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. I thought that was pretty interesting. Oh, here's one that I kind of was interested in, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to get out of here, okay?
Okay.
I kind of like this one, kind of. Girl asks police to run DNA test on Christmas cookie for evidence of Santa Claus. Did you hear about that one?
I read it. I saw it in the notes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Who sent you the notes? Me or Alberto?
No, you did. I think you did.
Oh, did I? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. When today?
Yeah.
I sent you this?
You sure did.
What did I send you? Did I send you the whole show lineup?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Today's the 16th, right?
Yeah. I didn't send you that, did I? The only thing I sent you was the link.
Someone sent it. I got it in my notes.
Okay. Was everything I'm talking about in there too today?
Yeah. The pain in the sink, DD.
Oh my God. Does it automatically go there or what?
I guess. Oklahoma cheerleading coach arrested for having sex with her.
Oh my. How are you getting this, Eddie?
Underage boyfriend.
Is it a text? Is it a text?
It's not a text. It's just in my notes.
Oh. Oh, so everything I write in my notes goes to you now?
I guess. I guess since that one day. Remember that one day we were trying it out? So.
Okay, wait a minute. This is... Okay, hold on. Let's stop the story here. Hold on here.
Stop the press.
So you're telling me... The first time I send you notes from my phone, the stuff we're going to do on the show, and I don't ever send it again, but I'm writing notes on my phone to myself, you're going to get them?
I don't think of writing them to yourself.
Because I didn't send you today's... Oh, you know what? It's because what I sent you, I erase them on the same page and add new stuff.
Oh, maybe.
So if I would start a new page, you wouldn't get it, right?
Right.
So basically what I do, like the page you have right now that you see, the new show that we get ready for, when I prepare for it and I get whatever topics we're going to talk about, I just delete. I delete them and then I retype it on the same page. So basically you get what gets retyped.
Mm-hmm. Well, which is good because then I know.
Okay. So if I've sent it to Alberto and Alyssa, they're probably getting it too. Yeah, okay, good. But I just want to make sure everything I do on there.
Yeah.
Like if I start a new page and I start talking about big asses and, you know, stuff, you know, and you guys are getting, you're going to know my whole story, what I'm doing from when I get up and go to bed. Like a diary, Steve's diary. You don't want Steve's diary, do you?
No.
Okay. So if we get back to the cookie thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Girl asks police to run DNA test on Christmas cookie for evidence of Santa Claus. A local police department in Rhode Island has received an unusual
request.
Oh, you're reading it too, Eddie?
No, I'm not reading it.
Running a DNA test on evidence to prove that the existence of Santa Claus. The authorities of Cumberland, north of Providence, received a handwritten letter from a young girl earlier this month. The young girl asked the police to run a DNA test on a partially eaten cookie and carrot remains presumably consumed by Santa Claus and some of his 9 reindeer on Christmas Eve. The food remains were forwarded to the state's Department of Health Forensic Science Unit for analysis, police said. Oh, they did it anyway, huh? Oh my God, let me see what else happened here. This young lady obviously has a keen sense for truth and the investigative process and did a tremendous job packaging her evidence for submission, Cumberland's police chief Matthew J. Benson said in the release. We will do our very best to provide answers for her. The Cumberland Police Department responded to the young girl with some already uncovered evidence in support of Santa Claus's presence in her neighborhood on Christmas Eve. A photo of what appeared to be a deer with antlers. The Cumberland Police Department said it is awaiting test results and asked residents to stay tuned for more information. So basically, I think they're doing right. They can't say yes or no. They're just going to say, hey, it's pending. But look, mm-hmm. There's a reindeer in your neighborhood at that time, so it possibly was.
It can lie to her.
Yes, I'm more amazed about my notes changing. That's amazing. So like right now, the notes you're reading, I'm on the same page. If I change something right now, it's going to change on yours, right?
That I don't know.
We're going to do this right now while people are watching us. I'm going to go to my show notes since Eddie has it, and I'm just going to add one thing. Let's see. I'm going to put this, 11, and I'm going to put this. See if you get this. How do I start? Okay. Did it pop up?
No.
It's a new thing on the very, very bottom. Number 11. Yep. Damn, that's crazy. Okay, now I'm going to do this. I'm going to start a new page. I'm sorry you guys had to go through this with us, but
technology. Okay,
I'm going to start a new page, and I'm going to say, hi, Eddie. And you tell me if you get a new note or anything that says, hi, Eddie. Go to your note, click notes, and see if you see anything new, any new pages.
Nope.
Nothing? It says, hi, Eddie, even when you click the notes on the top left?
Yeah, no, nothing.
Nothing? Okay. So it's just that page.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty crazy. Okay, I like that then. So I think I've sent you guys the show.
The lineup?
The lineup in the past. So that mm-hmm. same page, I'll just keep erasing and put it so you guys could have it. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty good. I tell you, technology is something else, Eddie.
Technology. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, when you said that, you're like, yeah, I know this story. I'm like, how do you know it? Well, you sent it to me. I didn't send you nothing.
Well, you did. Not even knowing it.
You're like, I'm glad I didn't write nothing else on there that was very personal to me.
Like Didi, huh? You didn't even know.
What do you mean I didn't know?
You didn't know I was getting them.
Oh, that's right. All right, Eddie. I think we're going to get out of here a little early. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me. Yeah.
Hey, we're...
We're going through some... Well, not... It's a little... I think I'm catching something, but I'm going to... Like I said, I'm going to medicate heavily.
Yes, you should. Eddie, I have to tell you, we have a show Monday, all right? It's going to be...
Monday.
My relative's coming on. He's actually in the band Manic Hispanic, Cadillac Tramps,
mm-hmm.
and a few other bands, and... He's coming on. He's never been on our show, so it's going to be kind of cool. And right after the interview, we're going to do our first annual The M25 Show 2023 Birdie Awards.
Birdies.
It's our version of the Academy Awards from guests. You know, their categories. I'm not going to read them all right now, but it's like, you know, best mm-hmm. performance on our show or best, you know, whatever. There's we'll find out that day, and there's going to be actual statues, so... They should be coming in today or tomorrow, and they'll be ready for Monday. And we'll give those away on Monday. Yes, and so once we find out who wins, we'll mail them out to everybody.
Same time?
Same time. 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right. Well, everybody, we want to thank Dee Dee Robinson for coming on the show. Old classmate of mine, being very good sport about it. Very nice. I'm so happy she's doing good in her life today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back on Monday. Let's say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In 4 days. Yes, not Thursday, but this Monday. Right after the weekend. So be sure to tune in. Big show. We got our Birdie Awards, the first annual Birdie Awards. So please tune in. Okay, Eddie, we're going to get the hell out of here.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
All right, all right. Now I got to find how the hell we get out of here. Oh, here it is. Okay, we'll see you guys on Monday. Take care.
We'll see you.
Face stupid reality again.